she spoke, and glad was long-tried royal Odysseus, pleased that he saw a true friend in the ring. And now with lighter heart he called the Phaeacians. Come up to that, young men. Soon I will send another as far, I think, or farther. And if there's one among you all whose heart and spirit bids, come, let him try me, for you vexed me very sore. In boxing, wrestling, or the foot race even, it matters not to me. Let any Phaeacian try, except Laodamas. He is my host, and who would quarrel with his entertainer? Witless the man must be, and altogether worthless, who challenges his host to games, when in a foreign land he hinders his own welfare. None of the rest I either dread or scorn, but I will gladly know you all and prove you face to face. Not at all weak am I in any games men practice. I understand full well handling the polished bow, and I should be the first to strike my man when sending an arrow in the throng of foes, however many comrades stood around and shot at their men too. None except Philoctetes excelled me with the bow at Troy when we Achaeans tried the bow. All others, I declare, I far surpass, all that are living now and eating bread on earth. The men of former days I will not seek to rival, Hercules and Eurytus of Oechalia, for these would rival with the bow immortals even. Wherefore, great Eurytus died all too soon. No age came upon him in his home, because in wrath Apollo slew him, for Eurytus had challenged him to try the bow. I send the spear farther than other men an arrow. Only I fear that in the foot race some Phaeacian may outstrip me, for rudely battered have I been on many waters, having no ease at sea for any length of time. Therefore my joints are weakened. So he spoke, and all were hushed to silence. Only Alcinous, answering, said, Stranger, without discourtesy to us is all you say. You merely seek to prove the prowess that is yours, indignant that the man beside you in the ring insulted you, though surely no man would dispraise your prowess who knew within his heart what it was fit to say. But listen now to words of mine, that you may have a tale to tell to other heroes, when, feasting in your hall with wife and children, you recollect our prowess and the feats Zeus has vouchsafed us from our father's days till now. We are not faultless boxers, no, nor wrestlers. But in the foot race we run swiftly, and in our ships excel. Dear to us ever is the feast, the harp, the dance, changes of clothes, warm baths and bed. Come then, Phaeacian dancers, the best among you make us sport, so that the stranger on returning home may tell his friends how we surpass all other men in sailing, running, in the dance and song. Go, one of you, forthwith, and fetch Demodocus, the tuneful lyre that lays within our hall. So spoke godlike Alcinous, and a page sprang to fetch from the king's house the hollow lyre. Then rose the appointed umpires, nine in all, whose public work it was to order all things at the ring. They smoothed the dancing ground and cleared a fair wide ring. Meanwhile the page drew near and brought his tuneful lyre to Demodocus, who thereupon stepped to the center, and round him stood young men in the first bloom of years, skillful at dancing. They struck the splendid dance ground with their feet. Odysseus watched their twinkling feet and was astonished.